guys. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and we're coming to you live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. By the way, Bob's Standard Kitchens is just finishing up their grand openings of their 7 stores in West Michigan. They remodeled them all, got all new displays in there, really something to see. And if you're in a listening where there's one of your standard kitchens in your area, swing in there and check it out because it's all new and it's really cool.
Well, they have another live display. It's out in Lowell in my kitchen.
Yeah. Works out good.
I get more compliments on that kitchen than probably any of the other work we did out there.
Right.
So, I was at this wedding last weekend in the city of Torch Lake.
Yep.
And it's this cool little Quonset hut, the venue. It was very cool. Very fun time, of course. But the catering company brought in bruschetta, and they had all the bread there, and then you just scooped the bruschetta out and put the cheese on yourself, which I really liked because it wasn't sitting there for an hour,
right,
getting all soggy, and I liked that building a bruschetta, so that's why I decided to just kind of bring this in on this, and my wife happens to make a really good bruschetta, so she shared her recipe with me and showed me where it was in her cookbook, and it was out of the Grand Rapids Press from like 20 years ago. It's really yellow, and it's really simple. It's kind of the way I do a recipe. I don't necessarily like to do measurements because I rarely measure anything.
Yeah.
I go by feel, right? So here's the feel. Tomatoes. I had a ton of cherry tomatoes from my garden. I still have, there's so many on the ground in my garden, I can't pick them all up. So I did a bunch of those, and I had a bunch of Romanos coming in. It's tomato city out there. I have a bunch of fresh basil, which is fantastic when you go out and cut the top off a basil plant and just bring it in. And I was using my Ulu knife to cut it up
chop it up on the board,
and it was so aromatic. I mean, you throw that in anything, and you're just going to get a ton of Paisano in you. I could not find fresh oregano. So I had to use my bottled up stuff. And then some garlic and red onion, green onion. And then for an oil, I used Old World Olive Company's Tuscan. Mm-hmm. And then a little bit of the 18-year balsamic and salt and pepper. And that's literally all there is to it. So I had some nice, I went and bought a loaf of some really cool bread. It wasn't a ciabatta. It was an Old World bread, Old European they called it or something. But I ended up using just some Arnie's 9-grain that I had in the cupboard because I had so much bread, I wanted to use up some older stuff, right?
Sure.
If you're going to grill it, use your old stuff.
Right.
So I had this 9-grain bread. I brushed some butter EVO on it, threw it on the grill with the steaks. And again, if you look
on
at
the oil side down.
I oiled both sides and grilled both sides. So if you go to Twitter and go to Grillin' Guy at Twitter, you'll see pictures of that whole thing happening. But it was just really nice. And that bread worked out great. I bought a nice chunk of Parmesan and shredded that finely. And I'll tell you what, that was the perfect appetizer to start that meal off with because we both love bruschetta. And
well, it's fresh, man, and it brightens up the meal is what it does.
Gorgeous.
With all of those fresh vegetables, and, you know, you're fortunate your garden is plentiful right now, so you can get that stuff out of there.
Yeah, it's not factory tomatoes in the middle of winter.
Right, yeah, exactly. And there again, the farm markets, you got one in your backyard, but I don't, but you hit the farm markets, and it's just super fresh. They picked it that day, and it's just wonderful.
There's one I stop at. Like every Tuesday when I'm coming home, I usually go up to Mount Pleasant on Tuesdays for work, and I take the back roads on Lincoln Lake when you're coming south of your old house, 57 or 44. It's I don't know, just a few miles north of Lowell on the west side of the road, and it's literally the wooden stand that the guy built, and it gets bigger every year. And they have a plethora of vegetables out there now.
And the cool—I know the one you're talking about. And the cool part about that is it's an honor system.
Yeah, if they're not outside, you throw the money in the tube.
Right. Yep. He's got a piece of PVC tube, a little slot on the top, and you just drop it in there. And you know what? I mean,
they have,
that's living for me.
Yeah,
right. When I can go do that, and somebody has worked hard to bring all those vegetables out, and they allow me to just to be get what I want and pay them what I should.
Yeah, right? And my garden's turning out enough cukes and tomatoes and stuff right now. I don't need it, but my peppers are a little short, so I get my peppers there. And he has corn on the cob and all kinds of stuff.
Right.
And it's just the squash and melon selection there is huge now.
I got a question for you. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about spaghetti squash. I think we had Emily on.
Right.
Okay, I bought a couple. I've not cooked them yet. Walk me through that, because that's a side that I really want to try. I've never done it before.
Okay.
So it's a football.
Right. So cut it end to end in half.
Okay.
And
got the seeds. Is there seeds in there or not?
I honestly don't think there are any.
Okay.
I don't think there are any. I think you just have to. You'll know when you do it. Emily cut them, and by the time I saw them, they were just two halves.
I think there's seeds in there. I mean, it could be squash.
There could be. But either way, you just put a little oil on them and throw them on your grill face down so you get some grill marks, and about 10 minutes, and then flip them up and let them sit in the cradle position for 15 or 20 minutes until they're done. Pull them off and just take a big meat fork and rake the squash out of it.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So is that what it's – is it fibrous?
Stringy.
Is that
it's
why
stringy.
It's stringy?
Yeah.
Okay, because I bought two of them at the farm market. It made me think of it. They were 75 cents a piece.
Yeah, they're ridiculous.
And I was like, holy cow, one of those is going to give me two meals.
And you're on a low-carb diet.
Right.
So this is the – if you love having spaghetti,
right.
This is a great way to do it, because you after the first bite, you're like, yeah, I don't really care what the white cheap stuff is. Right. I want the sauce and the meatballs.
Right, right.
And it's fantastic. Yeah. So another thing is grilling young peppers. And you can buy these bags in the supermarket of little peppers. Those are great on the grill. Shake them in a little oil. And if you have a grilling basket, put them in a grilling basket because they're too small to turn. But get one of these grilling baskets that looks like a Jiffy Pop. It's all stainless screen, and it's kind of rounded.
Right.
And
clamps together
kind of thing.
Yep.
Yeah, big handle on it. Throw those in there with a little garlic salt on the oil and shake them around and just keep shaking them over the fire and letting them turn over and get a few little black marks on them and sear them up a little bit and serve those with your beautiful cut of steak or fish. And they're red, orange, and green.
Right, so, yellow ones too.
Yellow. Yep. So you have a beautiful display of really tasty little peppers.
Yeah.
I'd warn you, though, when you buy those, really look the bag over, because they're in plastic, and
right.
sometimes they've been in there too long, and you'll have some soft or some moldy ones or
right.
whatever. Just make sure that whoever your purveyor is, that they're turning them over fast.
Yeah,
enough.
And you know what? I use those same peppers when I know I'm going to a place where people don't like hot jalapeno poppers.
Oh.
I use bell pepper poppers,
oh.
if you will. Use those little peppers, wrap
Great
them
idea.
In bacon, stuff them with whatever you're doing, but that hot pepper's not in there, and people are appreciative of that. And they're, you know, the color is always good for the presentation.
It's turning into the pepper show, isn't
right.
it?
Right, yeah. Well, we did that for that section. And we were going to talk about grilled stuffed peppers, and we went to baby bells instead. So coming up next, we'll hit the stuffed bell peppers and maybe a little bacon-wrapped carrot. Think about that. Stick with us for that.